little bit. It was Gia's mad. So anyone have any way of saving the Rosh Yeshiva? Right, that was a question we got left out. We wanted to know, basically, how the Rosh Yeshiva answered the first kasha of Taisus. Taisus asked the kasha. Taisus' first kasha was, So the Maram says, Maram asks the kasha, what's Tavis' problem? Say that we can't learn out from shame because Eved the Amma has Kavanasa Lahazik, and Kavanasa Lahazik is a Kula. And that's Kupa, what the Gemara means when the Gemara says, Midinavi and Eved the Amma. Eved the Amma teaches us that Kavanasa Lahazik is a Kula. The Maram says that Taibis means to ask that you can't answer such a thing because the Gemara is locked in Svara, that it's impossible to say Kavanah Solahasik is a Kula. That's what the Gemara is asking, Velav Kavachimer. So therefore, it's impossible to say Kavanah Solahasik is a Kula. So Mimeda, that's Taibis' Gasha. So the Rishiva at the end comes out that the Gemara is proving from Eved Amma that Kavanah Solahasik is a Kula. But according to the Maram, Taibis' old Kasha is that it's impossible to say that Kavanah Solahasik is a Kula. Right? That was the problem. So there's no way. I mean, the truth is it's almost any pshat. I mean, the way the Maram learns Taibis' Kasha, it sounds like impossible to answer. Because if Taivis' kasha is that the Gemara has to conclude that Kavanah Solahasik is a Kula, so what's the Gemara saying? Kavanah Solahasik is a Chumra, so what's the Gemara saying? Midin Avi Eved Amma. What's Eved Amma going to do? If Eved Amma proves to us that's a Kula, so Eved Amma is fair, because we hold in Sfara Kavanah Solahasik has to be a Chumra. It's almost, the Maram makes Taivis' kasha Pashtus, an impossible kasha to answer. So we're trying, so how are we gonna, is there any way to answer that question? Anyone have any?
The fact that we're saying it comes from a Tekanas Chachamim, doesn't that knock out the fact that you should learn out from a Kal Vachomer then?
Yes.
By shifting?
Yes, but it explains why Eved the Amma is Pater, but it doesn't explain the Gemara, because the Gemara says, Midin Ahavia Eved the Amma. The Gemara is saying that somehow or another, whatever the Hezber is, Midin Ahavia the Amma proves to us that Kavanah Solahasik is a Kula. But according to the Maram, that's a no-no. That's an impossibility. If Eved V'Amma proves to you that Kavanah Solahasik is a Kula, then you obviously got Ruam Pshat in Eved V'Amma. Because the Maram saying the whole Tavis' whole Kasha is that it's impossible for Kavanah Solahasik to be a Kula.
And according to Shiva, then?
So, and nothing. So then there's just no way to explain what's Pshat the Gemara, Midah Havi Eved V'Amma. The Shiva explained, because Eved V'Amma proves that Kavanah Solahasik is a Kula, because it proves that you're Pater when there's no Pshia. But the whole Maram learns Taibis' Kasha that you can't say that Kavanah Solahasik is a Kula.
Isn't the structure going to have to be that somewhere over there it was a no-no, but somewhere over there it switched? Something was mischadish by Tosas.
Okay.
It's no longer.
If you can figure that out, I'll give you a lot of credit. Anyway, I looked at my notes. I didn't find my full notes. I suspect that the Marshiva was not working with the Maran. That's a very simple answer. You know, even though he's working with the second Maram, he's dropping the first Maram. And that's not, you can't learn Pshat and Taivis. The way the Maram learns Pshat and Taivis is Kasha, it's almost impossible to answer the Kasha. It's one of those Shvera Marams. You know, the Maram is, as everybody knows, is in Sefer that's very easy to read. but sometimes very, very hard to understand. So in this particular case, the way the Maran makes the first kasha, he creates an impossibility to answer, because he's always making the first kasha. The Tzivos is asking, you cannot hold that Kavanas al-Hasik is a kula, because that's illogical. And yet, but that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, Mide Ave Eben V'Amah, which that Eben V'Amah somehow or another proves this Kavanas al-Hasik is a kula. So the Maram is saying, the Tzivos' kasha is, you can't have Eben V'Amah proving Kavanas al-Hasik is a kula, because illogical. So he's almost making, the Maram makes it impossible to read the Gemara. So you have to go ahead, I gather, just, you know, I think I read over, and the truth is, it doesn't say, I mean, we misrepresented it. Yes, the Reshiva didn't discuss what Pshat and Tzivos' first kasha was. The way he just says it is, Tzivos' kasha is learned from Shane. You have the Maram's kasha, you can't learn from Shane. Because maybe Kavanas al-Hasik is a kula. And that's Gupa why we don't learn from Shane. So some people answer that kasha, then Karen Yochiyah. Because Karen was Kavanas al-Hasik. So it's a little bit closer in the Lashon of Tzivos. But David's first kasha was that Eben the Oma should be Chayiv Mimonashach. If Kavanas al-Hasik is a chumra, so learn from Shane. And even if you're going to tell me that Kavanas al-Hasik is a kula, and you can't learn from Shane, because you'll say, Mada Shekaren, Shekane Kavanas al-Hasik, not even Amish Kane Kavanas al-Hasik, Karen Yochias. That Karen has Kavanas al-Hasik, and it's still Chayiv. So it's from the Tzadah, what Tzivos means to say, Leinev Mikav Chomer de Shane together with Karen. It's a chaser in the Lashon.
But it's still chayiv at the end of the day, meaning not at this point in the Gemara, but at the end of the day, it's going
right,
to be.
Right, up the MS. Now, how did the Gemara understand that Mishnah? If the Gemara didn't know Shema Yakmitanu, because if the, leave it to Maskana, Eved Amos Patrika, the Shema Yakmitanu, so it's very good. It's Pata Mitra Abana. But according to Gemara, it's Havamina, which Pashas, Tzivos and his Havamina thought the Gemara didn't know Shemayach Nitenu. So how did they understand why Eved Ba'am is Pater? You should make him a Kava Chaimer from Karen, from Shane. Then you say, I got a Pircha, not a Karen Shekin Kavanos and Isaac, and we'll say, not Eved Ba'am Shekin Kavanos and Isaac, and we'll say Kavanos and Isaac is a Kula. So Karen Yochiyah, that Karen is also Kavanas al-Hasik. So you see that the Kavanas al-Hasik does not work as a kula to pata you. So Tzivos leaves that out, but okay. But that's Pshat Tzivos' kasha. You should make a kavachomer at the Shane together with Karen. That's Tzivos' kasha. So we change Tzivos' kasha. You have to... You know, there is. I think that's what you have to do in order to, almost any shot in Tzivos, you're going to have to, in order to salvage Tzivos, you can't learn. If Tzivos' kasha is like the Maram, it seems impossible to answer Tzivos. It's Gemara's answer. There's no way to answer that. So you have to change Tzivos' kasha. Tzivos' kasha just is that you should be chayav midaraisa because of a mamatzino with Shane and Karen. So then Tzivos' answer is, Eino chinami, you are chayav midaraisa, and you're only potter pashas, either pashas is midraban, but well, it doesn't make a difference, it's raisa or draban, you're potter because of Shema Yakitano. Now there's Shema Yakit, really we would make a tzara shava from Karen and Shane, but you're potter because of Shema Yakitano. But then the problem is, so what's the answer? So if both Manda Omars have to, if in other words, let's go through the cheshbon. Tzivos' first kasha was that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you should learn out that Shane is Karen, Eved Amos Chayav Midaraisa, because of a tzara shove from Karen and Shay. And for his type is that the Gemara knows Shema Yachmitano. And Eved Ha'amah is Pater Mitarabanan, even according to Rav Yehuda, because of Shema Yachmitano. So now the million-dollar problem is, so what's the raya that to Rav Yehuda from Eved Ha'amah? Because Bain according to Rav Yehuda, and Bain according to the non-Rav Yehuda, you have to say that Eved Ha'amah is Pater because of Shema Yachmitano. So Maram said, because it'd be a problem, Xerah and Xerah, but that's true, even in Mad Amar of Rav Yehuda is also Xerah and Xerah, right? Then I not clear, I'm sorry.
Can Rabbi say it again? I don't understand at all.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to say it. I was saying the problem, but before the Rashiva came along. The steps of Taisus let's start the backwards. Forgetting about Taisus's first kasha, what's Taisus's answer? How did the Gemara prove from Eved Ha'amah that Rav Yehuda is right? So the way the Maram sets it up, because according to Rav Yehuda, you could say that in the when it's Kavana, you're Pater Midaraisa. Eved Ha'amah is Pater Midaraisa. And when there's no Kavana, it's Xerah D'Rabbanan of a quasi Shema Yachmitano. The Shema Yachmitano, Shema Yechaveh, V'yomer, Eino Mitzchaveh. So that would be fine. But according to non-Rav Yehuda, even the case of Mitzchaveh is only Pater because of Shema Yachmitano. So then you can't Pater Eino Mitzchaveh because it will be a Xerah D'Xerah. Right? That seems to be Tavis's answer. Even though I know, Rabbi Winter, you didn't think it, thought it was a little not mash from the Lashon. But well, if you leave out the first kasha and you go with the Maram at the end, that sounds like the answer that answers Tavis's last two kashas. Tavis's kasha was the Gemara had to know Shema Yachmitano, because it says it in the Mishnah. And how do we explain why Eino Mitzchaveh is Pater? Over there, you can't. You have to use Shema Yachmitano because you can't use the Ptur of Eino Mechaveh because it's Eino Mechaveh. So the answer, the way the Maram explains Tavis's answer, is that the Gemara and the Havmina thought that Eino that when the Eved Ha'amah is not Mechaveh, he's Pater because of Xerah Pamim. Nischaving v'yomer lo nischaving, but that gezeira is only possible to say if you hold like Rav Yehuda. So then you can say that because nischaving itself is pater mideraisa. So then we can make a gezeira, pamin shema nischaving v'yomer lo nischaving. But if you hold not like Rav Yehuda, then it comes out that Nischaveh is not Pater Deraisa, it's only Pater Drabanan. Then you can make a Xera. Shema Pamin Nischaveh, Yomer Lo Nischaveh, because it's Xera and Xera. Right? That's the Maram, how the Maram learned Shad and Taisus. The problem is, going backwards, how does that answer the first Kasha? Because even if you learn the first Kasha, not like the Maram, you learn the first Kasha that according to this new way, that according to Rav Yehuda, you should make a tzara shava between Karen and Shane to learn out Eved Ha'amah. So you still come out to the same, you still come out that according to Rav Yehuda, Eved Ha'amah is only Pater Midrabanan. Because Midraisa you're chayev, because of a tzara shava from Karen and Shane. So what's the difference between Rav Yehuda and non-Rav Yehuda? According to both of them, the patering by Eino Mitzchaveh is Xerah D'Xerah. Because even by Mitzchaveh, according to everybody, should be Chayim. Even according to Rav Yehuda, you're Chayim Midaraisa, if you make a tzad Hashava between Shane and Karen. And according to, so everybody agrees that Eved Ha'amah Kavana is only pater mitrabana kadashama yaktitanu. So how do you pater bayana miskavin? It's exera. That's fair according to everybody. So Shiva answered, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanan could make a mechanism that when they were misaking that Kavana's potter, they could make a mechanism that your potter is a raisa. And therefore, there's no problem of Xera to Xera. Was that any better? Rabbi Winter, are you still there?
Second, so how does that answer the
Tzadok Shava? I lost Rabbi Winter. What happened to him?
Yeah, I'm here.
I don't see you there. Oh, there. Was that any better?
Yeah, no? I lost audio for a minute.
Oh well.
How does that answer the Tzadok Shava from the beginning? The Tzadok Shava, if we learn the Tzadok Shava question from the beginning.
Saying like this, that let me try it again. I think it's really easier if you start from the end. Type this second last question. Last two questions. Obviously, forget about the first question. The Gemara must know Shema Yaknitenu because it's beferish in the Mishnah. That's question number two. Question number three. Obviously, you're potter because of Shema Yaknitenu because you can't tell me you're potter because of Mechaveh. Because Evan Ba'amas Potter, even by Enam is Chavin, or which is obviously that's so Enam is Chavin doesn't have the Ptur Mechavin. So there must be, I don't know what, some other Ptur. So how can the Gemara bring a ride from Evan Ba'amas that your Potter because of Mechavin? Obviously, Evan Ba'amas Potter for some other reason besides Mechavin. That's question number, type is question number three. Ever the Maram. That, of course, the Gemara knows Shema Yaknitenu. And the Gemara knows that Eved Ama Bayeno Mischavein is Potter because of Exera of Pavim Mischavein, Viomer Eino Mischavein, which is a form, even though Rabbi Winder didn't like that, it's a form of Shema Yaknitenu. And the Gemara knows that. So if that's a gay, so what's the Gemara's Raya? So everyone can earn the Mishnah the same way. As a Maram, if you hold like Rav Yehuda, so by Mechaveh, Mamish, your potter midaraisa, because Mechaveh is a ptur. So then you can potter Eino Mechaveh with Exera, Pame Mechaveh, Viomer Eino Mechaveh. And that's what it meant, Shema Yaknitan. But if you're going to say that even by Mechaveh, you're going to say, not like Rav Yehuda. So then you're going to have to say that Mechaveh is potter because of Shema Yaknitenu. Then you're not allowed to make a Gzeira because it's a Gzeira and Gzeira. That's a Maran. Okay. Beautiful. It answers the last two Gashas of Tysus. But the whole way it answers the last two Gashas is by saying that according to Rav Yehuda, Mechaveh is potter midaraisa. Well, according to non-Rav Yehuda, according to the Maksha that holds Lachav HaChomer, Mechaveh Be'eved Ba'ama is Chayim Midaraisa, and only Potter Midarabana. Problem is, but then you have no answer to Tzivus' first Kasha, because Tzivus' first Kasha asks that even according to Rav Yehuda, Mechaveh should be Chayim Midaraisa, because you should make it Tzad HaShaveh between Karen and Shape. And for the Rosh Hashiva, it's a two-step process. According to Rav Yehuda, we start out making a Tzad HaShaveh that Eved Ba'amas Chayim Yidiraisa. Came along the Rabbanan and Patrik of the Shema Yaknitenu. And that's maybe what the Mishnah meant when it said Shema Yaknitenu, that would fix Rabbi Winter's problem, but okay. But then the Rabbanan made a second step because they wanted to make a tzura to the takana. And they would say that instead of, now that we're pattering you, we're making a mechanism that you're pater midaraisa. Why are you pater midaraisa? Because we evoke the mechanism of taking off your chi of shmira. And by taking off your chi of shmira, you become part of Midaraisa. So even though Midaraisa, you really should have been Chayiv, because there's a Kavah Chomer from Shane and Karen. But and the motivation to make you part there is Shema Yachni Tanu. But once the Rabbanan have that motivation, they make you Pater Midaraisa. Because what they do is they take away your Chiyuv Shmira. And by taking away your Chiyuv Shmira, you become Pater Midaraisa. Now that the Rabbanan succeeded in making that your Pater Midaraisa, they're able to make the second step of Patering Eina Mechavein Gzeira Ata Mechavein, because it's not a Gzeira to Gzeira, it's only Gzeira one Gzeira. Because Mechavein the Maisa at the end of the day became Patering Midaraisa. If you're not like Rav Yehuda, then Mechavein remains only Patering Midrabana because it's Shema Yachni Tendo. Then, because there's no mechanism that the Rabbana had to turn it into a Deraisa. So it has to remain a Derabbanan. Therefore, the Rabbanan would be unable to make the second step a Misak and Pomin Yishavim, Yomarena Mishavim, because it'll be Exeret Exeret. But according to Rav Yehuda, even though you start out only being part of the Derabbanan, the Rabbanan can change that Ptur Derabbanan into a Ptur Deraisa. Okay. Let's try again.
So how does that answer the
Sadashava? The Sadashava is true. It's just irrelevant.
Right. It starts out that you have a Sadashava. And the Sadashava says you're Chayev Daraisa. And then we pata you Daraisa because of Shema Yachni Tanu. No, I'm sorry. Pata you Midrabana. We start out, it's a three-step process. We start, according to Rav Yehuda, you start out, we don't make a tzad hashava and you're chayim yidaraisa. Then comes along Shema Yachni Tanu and patas you midarabana. And then, according to, and here's where the digit, Rav Yehuda, and that's according to everybody. But according to Rav Yehuda, there's another step. Since your father Abana are looking for, like to find a deraisa mechanism, and so, and they have the ability to create a deraisa mechanism. So when they patter you, midrabanan shavshema yachni tenu, the way they patter you is they remove your chiyuv shmira, and mimele becomes a ptur deraisa.
Okay.
Now that it became a ptur deraisa, even in step three, so then the rabbanan are able to misakein exera on eina mechavein. Zera ena mischavein, ato mischavein. Masha ain't gain, according to non-Rabbi Yehuda, then there's no mechanism available to the Rabbanan to make an Aptur Deraisa. So they have to leave mischavein as a Aptur Deraban. And once mischavein is left as a Aptur Deraban, then you can't make ena mischavein pater because it's Xera and Xera. I think it's very nice. I don't know. I'll say it another five times if you people want to try whatever. But no, Dr. Gwanda, you look like you're nodding. You think it sounds okay?
I mean, I think I hear the steps, but I don't think I can say it over.
Okay, I thought you were nodding. I saw you were nodding. It looked like I was getting encouragement. Someone was nodding. Okay.
It wasn't me.
Rafi, what do you say? Sounds good? I need something.
It sounds like a
I mean, it's a little bit of...
No? Doesn't sound like... we have a Durbanan, but it's not Durbanan, because the Durbanan becomes a Deraisa, and now they can come along with a second Durbanan.
That's right. Sounds beautiful.
I mean, as far as the Hechrik, it's not really a Hechrik, because it doesn't actually work in the Maram.
Well, the Maram is sort of... when you think about it, the Maram's first Maram it makes the question, and you say, it's almost humanly impossible to answer that, Kasha.
That's me to say that this song and dance is not necessary for the Maram himself, because...
Well, I don't know. It's for the second Maram, not the first.
I'm saying, because this is not going to answer the first Maram. Right. It's not going to answer the first Maram. There's no reason to believe that this is what the second Maram held.
Okay. I hear, but there, we don't, you know, it's a, the first Maram is, I hear that, but I'm just, Lamana MS, to give the Rishino credit, it's the first Maram,
digital,
seems like it's impossible to answer that question. The way he asked the question is, because his question is that the Gemara is not allowed
I'm going in one
serve shot and yadayim in a way that it indicate only works out if you're the governor and Isaac is a kuda. But that's what the Gemara is trying to do. So I don't know. It seems like it's almost like an impossible question to answer. Okay, I don't know, but you're right. The Shiva is not working the first Maram. What can I do? And if you look in the Bureau, he doesn't really quote the first Maram. He just says, answering Tavis is Kasha. How do you answer Tavis first Kasha? Native and another become ashamed of Chaim in their eyes. He doesn't tell you what the doesn't discuss what the first Kasha is. He conveniently left it out. So, okay, but the way that the other way of explaining Tavis's Gasha different than the Maram is that you can, is by bringing in Karen and you make a Sada Shava. The Tavis means to ask and learn out from Shane and don't tell me because the governor of Sahasik is a Kula Karen Yochiyah.
No. According to this shot, what does Tavis mean when it says Hachanami Karen Shakamna Salahazik Yishlan and Lefotro?
I don't have the Tysis when I have to open my Gemara.
Orange
banana. Yeah, when they shop you that match at Tan Shem Yakti Ten Arabo. But the only for a king that they'll return with you, Shane Kabulas and Isaac. I've got a shy Tan Shem Ten Arabo, the Unasu, the Pomin, this guy, you know, this condo. God, probably all in you. This is Kabulas and Isaac. Which line don't you like?
Right there. Nimsa Garen Aptur. Hachanami Karen Shikavanas Lazik.
Shikavanas Lazik Garen Aptur Daraisa. That's how you're going to have to learn it. In other words, at the end of the day, since in order to avoid it shouldn't be Exera, you have to turn it into Aptur Daraisa. So the Tarot says that they made it. That Kavanosana, that is a Torah deraisa, that there's no Chiyuv Shmira. Nimsa the Kavanosana Azik.
Where's the Hachanami? What's the Hachanami Karen?
Hachanami Karen, Shekavanosana Azik, Yeshon the Father. I take it back. Let me try it again. Nimsa Shekavanosana Azik, Gairim Abtor. The problem is going to be the Yomidon is Kavan, Achach, Batiri, Beko Indian. Nimsa Shekavanosa Lahazik Gairim Aptur. Nimsa Shekavanosa Lahazik Gairim Aptur. Okay, I don't know.
I mean, without a pasuk for Karen, meaning the Kavanas Lahazik is Gairim Aptur, and therefore without.
But Pashup Shad is saying it's Garim the Ptur by Eved Ba'ama. But we're saying that the Garim the Ptur by Eved Ba'ama is Midra Raisa because of Shemi Akhitan, no Midra Banan.
Which doesn't apply to Karen.
They removed the Chiyav Shmira. So maybe he means that the Rabbanan were Misakin. In other words, that the Kavanosah Lahamid Rabbanan, the Kavanosah, they were Misakein, the Kavanosah Lahazik removes the Chiyav Shmira. In other words,
from your shor?
You have to, you're talking about Eved Ba'ama.
Okay.
By Eved Ba'ama, the Rabbanan went ahead and turned it into a Ptur Deraisa.
Okay.
So how they make it into a Ptur Deraisa? Because they said there's no Chiyav Shmira. Now, why is there no Chiyav Shmira? So, because they said that since it's Kavanasa Lahazik and it's an Anasu, so therefore, and therefore they took off the chiyuv shmira because they said that kavanah. They said that the kavanas on a hazik of, they went in and said that the kavanas on a hazik of the eved makes you into an honest.
That's because Shammai Aknitanu.
Now, Shammai Aknitanu was the motivation,
right?
But the mechanism they use is that there's no chiyuv shmira. Now, instead of just Tom saying that they went, because the doctor, I think, who was it? Was it Dr. Bob was asking yesterday that how time do they take off the chiyuv shmira? If they can't, why is that not also Eker Damin HaTaira? So maybe what they did, and that fits into the Lashon HaTaivis, is they said that they viewed it as an Aynes. So there's no chiyuv shmira, because you can't watch it. There were misake, really midiraisa, that's not true. There is a, you could watch it out of the Amma. But they were misake in order to have a tzura satakana of, to explain to for the din derabanan, to become a deraisa, they were misake in the kavanos on the hazik makes it impossible to watch, and therefore you're potter midiraisa.
But why would they do it on all kavanos on the hazik? Only a kavanos on the hazik that is generated by a Shammai Aknitanu.
That's right. That is correct. But that still proves to us they did. They only did it there. They didn't do it by
Karen. So what's the Hakanami?
Wait. They didn't do it by Karen. But now we're talking about Karen before the pasuk. There's Karen before the Pasuk and Karen after the Pasuk. Obviously, Karen after the Pasuk, they left Chayiv. Rabbanan didn't make Karen Potter.
I'm
answering your question, so give me a chance, please. I'm trying to answer your question. But Eved V'Amma, they made Potter because Eved V'Amma has a higher level of Kavanos L'Hazik than Karen. That's what David says. Eved V'Amma, you're a Karaflo and Aynes. So Eved V'Amma, what the Rabbanan made a Tzuras HaTakana, that the Tavana LaHazik of an Eved V'Amma makes you an Aynes, and makes you, there's no Chiyiv Shmir, and therefore you're Potter Midaraisa. That's what the Rabbanan did. Now, that shows, though, the fact that the Rabbanan, now obviously that only applies to Eved V'Amma and not Karen. The Rabbanan never made Karen Potter, of course not. But what it does is, the fact that the Rabbanan were able to make Eved V'Amma Potter because of Kavanos HaHazik proves to us that in Lamdis, Kavanos HaHazik is a Kula. And the reason why you're Chayiv is because of Shia. Because if Kavanos HaHazik would not be a Kula and your Chayiv is not stemming from Shia, so then the Rabbana would not have had the ability to make the super Kavanos HaHazik of Eved V'Amma Ptur D'Raisa. So the fact that the Rabbanan were able to make the super Kavanos HaHazik of Eved V'Amma of Ptur D'Raisa shows us that every Kavanos HaHazik is a Svar and a Hukkel. So therefore, even when you don't have a super Kavanos HaHazik, there'd be room for a Havamina that you're Potter, and that's why the Torah had a right carrot. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Midin Avi and Eved V'Amma. Eved V'Amma is a raya. The fact that it's not exera is a raya that Kavanos HaHazik, the Rabbanan were able to say that Kavanos HaHazik, when it's a super Kavanos HaHazik, is a tour d'raisa, which proves that Kavanos HaHazik, when it's not a super Kavanos HaHazik, could also be a svar and a hukko when you need a pasuk to tell me otherwise.
So it's a pircha in the Kal V'Chaymer.
It's a pircha. That's pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying lo roy shane Karen Karoy Shane. If the Torah only wrote Shane, I wouldn't know Karen because I would have a pircha. Mana Karen
Shane. We know Kal V'Chaymer.
Hazik. I Kavanos Hazik is a chumra not a kula. So you see from Eved V'Amma proves to you that Kavanos HaHazik is a kula, because Eved V'Amma, at the end of the day, the Rabbanan had a potter Eved V'Amma midaraisa. Otherwise, it would have been exera. How did they potter Eved V'Amma midaraisa? The only way is by making it into a by saying that the Kavanos and Ahazik is absorbed in their Isa, the super Kavanos and Ahazik is absorbed in their Isa. So you see that Kavanos and Ahazik is a Kayach HaBayter. So you if Ebe Ba'ama is a simen, that Rabbi Yehuda Svara is correct.
Hachanami Lushna, the Gemara says.
Right.
Rabbi, okay, and then how's the Gemara? How's the Gemara continue then? What's the next steps of the Gemara?
And then nothing. That's it.
When Rashi comes in?
Oh, Rabbi Rashi comes in. That the reason for the Mishnah is not, even though it's Xera, we're allowed to make that Xera, because it's all because of Shemayach Nitenu, and it's not a problem of Xera, because it's one giant Shemayach Nitenu, and it's time of Rabbah, and there's no problem Xera.
Lechora, Rebbe, it's difficult to say that the a concept of Kavanas Lahazik in this approach is because of Ones.
Because it says.
No, but does not say it. Tosa says.
Time is the Shemi, the Shaitan Shaitan of the Onesu.
No, that's the reason why the rabbis were made a Durabanan, but that doesn't say that's the Milo of Kavanas Lahazik. If you're going to say the mila of kavanas lahazik is ones, then lechora you can't say shor yochiach to the ones there is by Eved Va'ama. The ones by Eved Va'ama is a whole different madrega of ones than there is by the shor trying to get away and be mazik by kavanas lahazik.
Okay, I'm not saying on a deraisa level. I'm saying
on a deraisa level. No, but on a deraisa level, we have to say it's the same, because otherwise you should. You can't be sure yochiach. It kills the whole. We're using
totally. I agree with you. You're right, but that's okay, because we're saying that really the MS is not an INS. Eved Va'ama, we're not saying, we're saying not like the Mishnah Karina. Eved Va'ama is not an INS. You are 100% right. And that's why we can say sure yochiach. Edomai, Eved Va'ama is a little bit more difficult than a Karen. It's a difference that doesn't make for a difference.
I mean, that's hard to hear. That right there is hard to hear.
But on a Derabbanan level, the Derabbanan who are looking for a Tzura Satakana to make you a Pater Midaraisa, because they had an agenda that they wanted to make you a Pater Midaraisa so that they could allow, so they could get a Xer or whatever what their agenda was. So they went in and said that even though it's not an Ines, they will view it like an Ines. They will view it like an Ines and make it into a Ptura Daraisa. So, you know, that's what we're saying, that the Rabbana will like exaggerate the problem of Kavanos on Ahazik by Eved Va'ama to the point that they'll say that is a creates a Ptura Daraisa. But you can only do that in the side of Shia, in the side of Mamin. Even if there's nothing you can do, you should still be chayiv. That's how he'd be learning. Then the tzad of mamin, then you'd be chayiv. Even if you're a total, there's nothing you can do. You're an oinus. You'd be chayiv anyway. Okay, I don't know. Or a karov, that's maybe oinus gomer, but it's this type of oinus. Yeah.
So does the Makshin have a way of understanding Yadayim?
Yes. Which Makshin? I don't know who's
the one that's asking on Rebu. The one that's going against Rebu Yehuda. The one that's saying here that you do have a kind of kavachimer.
At which stage? The Rebu Yehuda is the one that answered Eved Va'ama, and then the Gemara shrugged it up because of Shemayach Nitenu. So we're saying that, okay, we're saying that the Maksha, before the Gemara brought in the at the last step, the Maksha would not have a way of understanding Eved Va'ama. That's what we're trying to say. That's why the Gemara works out. The Gemara is saying that the only way you can understand Eved Va'ama is if you hold like Rav Yehuda. Because again, let's say it again, because it's so nice. I like the pshat, Rishiva's Gainus. The starting point is everybody agrees that Eved Va'ama is Chaya Midaraisa. Because even if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Taivis says you can make a Tzada Shava between Shane and Karen. So everybody agrees that Eved Va'ama is Chaya Midaraisa. Everybody agrees that Evan Dama is Pachtami Drabana because of Shema Yakni Tanma. Now what happens? So according to the non-Rabbi Yehuda, okay, so Evan Dama is Pachtami Drabana because of Shema Yakni Tanma. Drabana have no way of turning that into a Ptura Deraisa because this is your Mammon. Mammon is Chayami Deraisa. You can't make it not your Mammon. So now, I'm saying it. I'm trying to say it over. So according to the Man Damar, the non-Rabbi Yehuda Tzad, your Chayim Yidraisa, your Pata Drabana. So then, Tayvid, the Gemara and the Havin El, they would not be able to make a Gzera on Tepater Eino Mischavein Otto Mischavein, because that would be a Gzera and a Gzera. Therefore, and yet, you look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah Yadayim says they did do that. So that's a raya that you're wrong. Must be, Pshat is, that we're going like Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah Yadayim holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Again, the step is Midaraisa Yerchayev, Midrabanan Yerpatek Kadashema Yakitanu. But then what the Rabbanan did, because if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanan have the ability to remove the Chi of Shmira by saying that you're considered like an Inus. There's no Chi of Shmira when you're an Inus. So Rabbanan could have removed the Chi of Shmira. Once Rabbanan removed the Chi of Shmira, you're Pater Midaraisa. Now that you're Pater Midaraisa, they have the ability to make the Xera and Xera. So the fact that the mission Yazayim says that they make a Xera and Xera proves that the ones that the Rabbanan did this two-step process, that they turned the Ptur de Rabbanan into a Ptur de Raisa. And the only way you can turn the Ptur de Rabbanan into a Ptur de Raisa is if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that ain't that the Kavana is a Piter and the Mechayev, the Sivas of Mechayev is Chia. So we have a Raya to Rabbi Yehuda. That's what the Gemara is saying.
So at the end of the day, when we come around and reintroduce Shema Yakni Tana, and therefore we have an answer for non-Yehuda.
Back the Raya.
So how do they understand Ptur of Eino Niskaven and Yudayim?
It's all one Zera. Since the Svara Shema Yakni Tana by Mechaven and Eino Niskaven is not Xera to Xera, but it's all one giant Xera. And you're allowed to do that.
That's the switch. And the kasher of Yehuda, we're assuming you can't do Gzera Gzera. The answer is it's all one Gzera.
Yes. But the solution, you can't do Gzera Gzera, but then therefore the Mishnah slugs up the Manda Amar that holds not like Rav Yehuda. But according to Rav Yehuda, it's not Gzera Gzera because it's a three-step process. And after the Rabbanan passed, you meet the Rabbanan. Then they went ahead and transformed the Ptur Drabana into a Ptur Deraisa. Right. That's the Rashiva's chat. I think it's a nice chat. I don't know if I said it clearly. If I went there, I said I finally say it clearly?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Someone of these.
Could Rebbe tell me why is the Maram unanswerable? Why is the Maram not answerable?
Because the way the Maram learns Tavis is Kasha. Tavis is The Maram asks a gosh on Tysus' question. What's Tysus' problem? Maybe the reason why Evan Dama is Pater, you don't learn from shame, is because Kavanos al-Hasik is a Kula. Ever in the Maram, that Tysus' gosh is that's an impossibility. The Tysus feels that there's no way you can explain the Mishnah in Yadayim by explaining that Kavanos al-Hasik is a Kula, because the Gemara holds in Svara that's an impossibility. So you can't, that's a no. You can't explain the Mishnah in Kalah. And Enoch and Abi, that's what it looks like in your diet, but that's an impossibility. So it can't be. So then,
and technically, Rebbe.
What's at the end of the day, the Gemara says, your diet proves that Rav Yehuda is right. But if your diet proves Rav Yehuda is right, then you have Tavis as Gasha. Because that means that your diet is going against the Yashris. And that's all. Tosis is whole kasha according to Maram.
But technically, Tosis asked that kasha, that yashrus, is when before he knew the concept of Shem Yakni Tanu. Meaning, Tosis was saying that.
Right, but so what? But Shem Yakni Tanu, but the Mishnah, our Mishnah in Bava Kamma is not working with Shem Yakni Tanu. Rabbi Kama is saying Lo Roy with just on Kavanasana Hazik is a Kula. That's not the Gadol Shemi Akitano. And the Gemara's Kasha Lav Kama Chaimer is that Yashris is wrong, an impossibility. There's no way you can say such a Yashris.
At the end
of the day, the Gemara is saying Yadayim proves that you could say such a Yashris. So then, but that's fair. David says you can't say such a Yashris.
Yeah, but Rebbe, can I just make one suggestion? Why are you assuming that the tzad of the Gemara that says the Lav Kavachomer is not saying that it's only Mamon? It's not saying, he's saying that it's more compelling.
Yeah, so.
So it could be, if you're right, if you said there's no tzad of Pshia at all, maybe I would understand. Then it's impossible to ever explain Eved Va'ama and you'll be stuck. But it could be the Lav Kavachomer was just saying that if I had to pick, the tzad of Mammon is a much bigger reason. They're both true. Yeah, but Mammon is a much bigger Machayev than Pshia.
Yes, I still don't hear. But I'm saying if we're not ready, the way the Maram sets it up is the Gemara has a very good shot to explain Yadayim, that we... You know, we don't know it in Shemiyak Nitanu, and we can't learn out from shame because it's a parakal kavanas and asik. Taibis shrugs it up because that goes against the Lav Kava Chaimer, and we're not allowed to go against the Lav Kava Chaimer. So now at the end of the day, no matter what you're going to say, we're going against the Lav Kava Chaimer because we're explaining our Mishnah Baba Kava. And the way we explain our Mishnah by Kaaba goes against the Lav Kaaba Chaimer. It's the same.
Yeah, but it could be that the side of Lav Kaaba Chomer is, the side of Lav Kaaba Chomer is saying is that it like was just saying that if you want to look at Kavanas Lahazik, there's a much more compelling reason to make you Chayev than make you Pater. And therefore, when Tosis asked this Kasha and he looked at Eved Va'ama, it should have the same problem. Eved Va'ama should be Chayev. Because the tzad of Kavanas Lahazik, the tzad of Mammon, is a much bigger machayev than a poter.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that tzad of Lav Kavachomer didn't also agree that there's a tzad.
I understand, but the ma'isa, the tzad that it's machayev is grand and tzad is poter, and you can't say the other way.
Right.
So how in the world are we going to explain our Mishnah?
Because let's assume even the tzad that said that Kavanas Lahazik is a reason to make you chayev, he would agree that there's also a svara to make
but you told me, but it's outweighed the other way, because that's why Tavis couldn't learn his Havamin of Shad and Yadayim. The same way you can't learn Tavis's Havamin of Shad and Yadayim, you can't learn the Maskan, the Shad and Baba Kama. But Yadayim and Baba Kama are exactly the same. You want to learn that Kavanas Lahazik, the makes the causes that you can't learn out. You can't learn out Eved Va'ama from Shane, and you can't learn out Karen from Shane. Doing the exact same thing. And if you're not allowed to say that you can't learn out Eved Va'ama from Shane because of Kavanas Lahazik, because that's against Svara, then you're not allowed to say you can't learn out Karen from Shane because it's against Svara. It sounds impossible. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, you know, if you figure out a chabura to figure out the maram, I don't know. But when it sounds like, I mean, I looked at my notes, it looked like the Rishiva was not working with the maram. I mean, I couldn't find my full notes. I only found the notes of the letter. And I have the notes of the letter because I didn't print up the, you know, I edited the letter a little bit. So in the letter, in the way it's written, it sounds like he's not learning like the maram and the kasha. The truth is. So, okay. So, but this is the gainish of the Rosh Hashiva, which is a very nice gainish, I think is that there is in the Manda Amar of Rabbi, that there's such a thing that even if you're potter because of, you know, the Taimis's first kasha is that you have to be potter chayim yidereisa at the Amar. Teretz is, Taivis answer is, you're right, you're chayiv deraisa b'yapata midraban. But Rosh Hashiva is saying that even though we're making you pata derabanan, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, derabanan could come back and say that midrabanan, you're pata midraisa. Because we could say that we midrabanan will over validate the kavanah salahazik. You know, like a little bit like the, you know, Mishnah Achrayna, we'll go will hold that the Mishnah Achrona was right, so to speak. You know, that will say that the Kavanas and Ahazik of an Eved V'Ama is so difficult that you can't watch it. And I think that in open answers, Dr. Gwanda's question is how do they do that? Because they can do that because they can change how we perceive the Kavanas and Ahazik. It's not really like being Oiker the Deraisa. It's just they're changing the perception of the, you know, when you move the lines, it's not so much Oiker Deraisa. In other words, if the passing is 65 and you move it to 64, or you say 64 is a 65, that's not called Oiker Deraisa. Because you're just moving you're just cheating a little bit on the lines. So that's what we're saying here. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is a Ptur, there would be a Ptur Deraisa. It would be Mamish if there'd be no Pshia. Except that really there is a Pshia because you could watch an Eved Va'ama. So the Rabbanan can move the lines and they could say, this is considered like there's no Pshia. So the Rabbanan are allowed to move the line. So you end up with basically the Ptur Deraisa by moving the lines. We had this. If those who remember Yevamis, that by when an Eid Echad comes and says that the husband died, so really Midaraisa, the Eid Echad shouldn't be Nevin, because Ein Davar Shevei Pachos Mishnayim. The Gemara says, Mitel Chomer Shechemaritan Abisoy, Bekatan Abisinasa, there's a Omo and Umnina. So at least some of the Rishonim say it's not a real Umnina, but it's almost an Umnina. So Rabbanan could say that it isn't, we'll make believe like it's an umdina. That's, I think, either Taisus or the Mugi Yosef said over there, that it's not called Eiker Damina Taira if you're close to the Torah. If the Torah said when you have an umdina, you're Nabin, and we almost have an umdina, and we make believe that we have an umdina, that's not called Eiker Damina Taira. So it's the same thing over here in the Rashivat chat. We have a Kavanos Alahasik. Kavanos Alahasik makes it very difficult for you to watch. According to Rav Yehuda, if there's no Pshia, you are Pata Midaraisa. The Maisa, there is a Pshia, because it's not impossible for you to watch. But the Rabbanan have the ability to move the line. They can move the goalposts a little bit. And they could say that we're going to view this as if you couldn't watch it. Or it's enough of an einus to give you a Ptur Deraisa. And once you get a Ptur Deraisa, then you can have Exera.
Right, by that case, though, in Yevamos, though, it doesn't have a Din Deraisa, right? She's still Asher Labalo if the husband comes back.
Well, obviously, because it's in question in Amonis, but she's Mutter Mi Deraisa to get married to the...
But she's Asher Labalo if the husband comes back, as opposed to...
Obviously, she's Asher Labalo because... the husband's alive. That's something else.
No, but one thing. But if it was two aidsim, then she wouldn't be us, right?
Okay, I know that's something else. But that's because they didn't do mitol chomer. They made a takana derabanan that mitol chomer. They made a chumraner, and then that created the umnina. And once you have an umnina, so some people say it's mamish like a non sadi, and that's why she's allowed to get married. But I don't remember, either Tobias and the Mukai Yosef, I don't remember which one it was, says that it's really not an umdina, because the Gemara says, Mishumi Guna Kita Bar Rabbanan. So the Gemara, so they learn Shat, that it's really not an umdina, but it's borderline umdina. So the Rabbanan cheated. They moved, they're allowed to cheat. The Rabbanan are allowed to say a 64 is a 65. You know, they're allowed, and that's not called Eiker Damina Taira. So they're allowed to say something which is almost an umdina is an umdina. So here also, the rabbanan are allowed to say almost an onus is an inus. But that's only in Rav Yehuda that there's a ptur inus. Because according to Rav Yehuda, there's a ptur of no shmira. But according to that, you can't do shmira. But according to the mandamar that the mechayev is mamin, so there wouldn't be a ptur of Ines, because so what? It's part that's your mom in. So
Rebbe was extending that to say that therefore they wouldn't be able to do that unless
well,
Mavin was a kula.
What? Unless Kavanasana Hazik, right. In other words, if
why?
Because Kavanasana Hazik is what makes it defined as an Inus. We're making a takana that we're saying that the super Kavanasana Hazik, Evidam has a little bit more Kavanasana Hazik than Karen. So what they did, because obviously they didn't make Karen Potter, they only made Evidam Ba'amar Potter. So what the Rabbanan did is they took the Kavanasana Hazik of Evid Da'ama and they said, we view that as an Ines, which gets up to, that there's no Chiyuv Shmira, and there we have Pater Midaraisa.
Because really, Kavanasana Hazik everywhere is a
Kula. Kayach HaPater. So we learn out from Karen that even Afal Pikein, you're not your Chayiv anyway.
Just like for by Shane that we say that it has Hanola Zeka, that's a patur, so then the same thing by
whatever is a patur, but you whatever according to some people, well we the mice in your chayv anyway. Ain't a hunek umasi could be a patur and you're ain't a your chayv anyway. There are we could have patur and then the mice in the Torah tells us that we don't care. Afal Pikein. So the Karen, we're proving that Kavanasana Hazik is a kula because it makes it more difficult to watch. The Maisa, the Pasuk of Karen tells us that even though you have that kula, you're chayiv. But the Torah had it right, Karen, because otherwise I would have said that you're potter because of that kula. That's all the Gemara is saying. Right, but the main thing that Rosh Yeshiva is saying is just the beauty of Rosh Yeshiva, which I happen to think is that even though it's a little confusing, but the beauty is a nice chat. And what he did, what Rosh Yeshiva did is he said that according to Rav Yehuda, there's a three-step process. According to everybody else, it's a two-step process. There's Karen, Eved Ha'ama starts off Chayiv Deraisa, according to everybody. Because we learn out from Karen, from Shane, everybody agrees you're Chayiv Deraisa. And everybody agrees that there's a second step that you're Potter Drabbanan because of Shema Yachni Tenu. The difference is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a third step. And once Drabbanan patted you, they were able to turn you into a Ptur Deraisa by saying that the Kavanasa L'Hasek turns you into an Ines and there's no Chiyiv Shmira, and therefore you're Potter Deraisa. Because in Siva Samachayev is Shmira, when there's no Chiyuv Shmira, you're Potter Midaraisa. Well, according to the non Rabbi Yehuda, they couldn't turn you into a Ptur Deraisa. The Nafka Mina is that if they could turn you into a Ptur Deraisa, then they could make a Xerid Xera. Because it's not Xerid Xera, it's Xerid Deraisa. But if they couldn't turn you into a Ptur Deraisa, they couldn't make the next step Xera. Okay, that's all. Anyway, I think that's it.
According to everyone else, at this step it would be a question, but later on we answers that it's all one zero.
Right. Yes. Okay. Anyway, I think we're going on. We finished with Evid Ha'ama. I'm finished with Evid Ha'ama. But I have it. Okay. I have to rewrite the sefer a little bit to make it a little bit clearer. I should write clearly that the Rishiv is not working with the Rav's Kasha. I think so. And it should be a little clearer. It can be written a little clearer.
Is Rebbe coming out with another version of Yom Yunim?
No. Not. I was wanted to do this year to learn Bava Kama, but I don't have time, regretfully. So Be'ezra Hashem in 8 years from now, or 7 years from now, we'll get to Bava Kama again. We should be, if people should give me a bracha, we should be able to get it. But anyway, it's not going to be this year. I'm sure we're not doing Bava Kama. So anyway. But the Maisa, we keep the notes. All right, so what's the next sugya?
We're not going to do Rav Shia's answer, huh?
No. Rav Shia's answer. Did you see how many pages that is? You want, you can read it yourself. I don't know.
Rashi is just giving his own pshat, though, right? He's not arguing the Rashi.
I think he was saying pshat and the shita. I think so. There are different people. Different people give it, and they're the Gilead, I think. Okay, let's just keep on reading the Gemara a little bit. Let's have an easy day tomorrow. It looks like an easy piece of Gemara coming up. No, let's have a little easy day. A little, you know, make life easy for me. We'll try and read the Gemara. The Rashiva used to always say, from, you know, a story from Rav David, one of Rashiva's favorite stories, that it seems, I don't know exactly, you have to figure out that Rashiva said that in Sabaka Kodo, when you had to say Chabura, you weren't allowed to pick your own sugya, because that would be too easy. You're learning something in Bikiyas and you saw something, and then you, the other people picked the sugya, and then you had to say a chiddush on it. So it seems that Rashiya says there's some reason. I don't want to say they didn't like Rav David. I don't want to say that. But they were a little bit wanted to get him in learning. It seems that Rav David used to give a lot of people a very hard time in learning. So they wanted to get him back. That's what it seems. They wanted to take a little nekama. So Rashiya said that they gave Rav David, when they would pick sugyas from to do chaburas, they would pick either two sugyas. Either they would pick a sugya in Shas and nothing makes sense, and which is like the hardest sugyas in Shas, which is very hard to say a chabura on because nothing makes sense. Or they would pick a sugya which everything makes perfect sense if there's no questions on it. You know, sugya which just has Gemara and Rashi and no taisis and no problems. And Rav David used to say that those sugyas that where everything was simple, those were his best chaburas. Because Lamaisa, there's an amuna that every sugya there's some amkas in. And since it's not such a confusing sugya, you know, is able to get it, you know, able to get into it more. So that was his best sugya. So maybe, who knows? We'll do the next Gemara. Superficially, it looks like an easy Gemara. And maybe we'll say some beautiful chiddush.
That's the Shiva's story about the random Mara Makaimus of Rishrol.
Yeah, okay. Random God, God, yeah, that's also true. But they used to give Rav
David. He was clearing whether to say the shear because then they would know right. That he always does that.
Right. But the Rav David, they used to give him these easy sugyas. Okay, that's a. That's